Okay, so we're on Daf Samach Hei today. That's 65A, page 129. Okay, so the top line. So Tanya Hamudar Haname Chaveiro. So there's two possible pshatim which the Mefarshim bring down on this. We have Reuven and Shimon. So either Reuven took a neder that would redound to Shimon's benefit. And now he wants out of the neder. But you have to say within this, and the article quoted the Meiri, that he says that if he doesn't fulfill the neder, then as a penalty, he'll be mudar hana from him. In other words, Reuven won't be able to get hana from Shimon. In other words, Reuven took a type of neder. We'll see, let's be patient. Reuven took a type of neder that the neder means that Reuven is going to do something, favorable to Shimon. Reuven took the neder, and then if Reuven and then Reuven and the issue is why is it called Mudar Hanami Chaveiro? So the penalty that Reuven put in the nether, if he doesn't fulfill it, he'll be Mudar Hana from him. But then Reuven wants out of it. So Ema Tirin. So if he wants out of it, he has to do Hataras Adarim in the presence of Shimon. So either the pshat is that Shimon has to be present because we're afraid that Reuven would be too embarrassed to say any lies in the presence of Shimon. In other words, Shimon's presence will sort of be like a kind of like guarantee that Reuven will say what's emes and won't lie about things, why he wants out of the neder. In other words, he's going to have a petach involved with that. Or else the other pshat is that it's nothing to do with doing a favor for Shimon. It's just that Reuven was mudar hana from Shimon and Reuven has to ask for the Hatara in Shimon's presence because we're afraid that if Reuven then gets benefit from Shimon, so then Shimon will think that Reuven isn't observing his neder. So by being present, so Shimon is present, he sees that Reuven had the neder vacated. That's the other pshat. We're going to have a couple of examples and a few lines in the Gemara. Okay, so let's just wait. Let me do the Gemara, we'll do the Ron, and I think things will be clearer for everybody, okay? So we're on Samach Hei Amud Aleph, 65A, page 129, okay? So again, so Tanei Mudar Hana Mechaveiro Imatirin Lo El B'Fanav. So if Reuven is Mudar Hana from Shimon, so the Hatara has to be in Shimon's presence, El B'Fanav. Menani Mile, where do we know this halacha from? Amar Rav Nachman Dechtiv, Vayomer Hashem O Moshe B'Midyan Lech Shuv Mitzrayim, Kimei Tuklon Hashem. That Hashem says to Moshe in Midian, when Moshe's in Midian, go back to Egypt, because everybody who's after you is dead. So if you look here at the Rashi slash Mefarish, the top line, B'Midian Lech, Mo B'Midian Lech. So he takes it, the Rashi takes it, or the Mefarish, that the words B'Midian and Lech are superfluous in the Pasuk. It was say Vayomer Shom Moshe, Shuv Mitzrayim, which by B'Midian Lech. So he says, Mo B'Midian Lech, Elohaki Kamar Lech, B'Midian Nadart Lefnei Yitro. You took a neder, before Yitro that you're not going to go back to Egypt. Leich v'hater b'knei Yitro. So now you want out of it, so you should do the Hataras Nedarim in Yitro's presence. We only do the Hater Nedarim in the presence of the person. Again, so the first shot was that it's the person whose neder was taken on behalf of that person, or it's the person of that Amudar Hana from. We'll see in a minute. He says, "Yitro he diro l'Moshe shalol shuv Mitzrayim." Yitro administered an oath to Yitro that he to Moshe that he wouldn't go back to Egypt. And the Otana Shemot Shem Lohar go because of all the people that are after him there. Yamar. Now we have in the Rashi Bamar Rebbe, but the Bach breaks the Bamar Mugliel t'mechamei for la'atzma. So Rashi's saying, who's going to do the Hafaras Nedarim for him? Or here, so it's Taman Chacham to be made for his own nether. That's what he's saying. All right, let me just do a little more on the Gemara. Then we'll go back. We'll see the Ron, and I'll summarize. Okay. So he says on back in the Gemara. So Kimidu Moshe Amar Lo Binyan Adarta Leich Ba'atir Nidrucha Binyan Tachtiv by Yoel Moshe says by Yoel Moshe in. Allah el Shua. So it's by Yoel Moshe means that Moshe took a shua, an oath. He says, "Dechtiv by Yaveh Ito ba'Allah." The pasuk, this pasuk is talking about a totally different incident. It's talking about with Sidkiyahu. Sidkiyahu was the last king of Yehuda, and Nebuchadnezzar, who was a Babylonian king before he destroyed Malchut Yehuda, He brought Tzidkiyahu Ba'alah. He administered an oath. Like Lechora, it sounds like an oath of allegiance, but we'll see what the Gemara has to say. And then the pasuk, another pasuk says, "Begav Melech Nebuchadnezzar Marad Asher Hishpiyo Be'elokim," that Nebuchadnezzar rebelled against Tzidkiyahu rebelled against Nebuchadnezzar Asher Hishpiyo Be'elokim. Nebuchadnezzar had given him an oath by Hashem, and he rebelled against him. So my Mar Dute, what was his rebellion? Tzidkiyahu's rebellion. Tzidkiyahu encountered Nebuchadnezzar and that he was eating like a rabbit that's either raw or alive. Let's take a look at the Rashi, at the first narrow line in the Rashi upstairs. Arnava chaya, shena mevushelet, it wasn't cooked. Some say he ate the live rabbit or hare. It says, Amar lein, ishtab liglo megali lavei, below tapek milta. This is, you have to, I want you to take a shui. You're not going to tell anybody about this. This is terribly embarrassing. So ishtaba. So Tzidkiyahu took a shua that he's not going to reveal to anybody Nebuchadnezzar's secret that he's eating this rabbit live or raw. Then the Beis says ishtaba lei l'sof habakam et star Tzidkiyahu begufe. Then Tzidkiyahu was upset that he had taken this oath. And he felt he wanted to reveal this information so people taka would, you know, like, right, that they would rebel against Nebuchadnezzar. And as a result of taking the oath, like, he was getting, like, sick from this, the whole thing. So he says, Itchil Ashwate. So he went to the Bezdin to ask that he'd be released from the oath. But Amar, and then when he was released, he told everybody what Nebuchadnezzar had done. Shama Nebuchadnezzar to come a bazinle. Then Shmuel Nebuchadnezzar hears that, you know, they're ridiculing him, they're disparaging him because he, with the thing with the rabbit, he realizes that Tzidkiyahu revealed the secret. So Shalach ba'aiti Sanhedrin with Tzidkiyahu. So he summons the Sanhedrin Tzidkiyahu to appear before him. Amar lahom, so Nebuchadnezzar says to the Sanhedrin, Hazitun ma'ikav Tzidkiyahu. Did you see what Tzidkiyahu did? Lav hachi. Now, here the Bach has, let's see the Bach. He says, Lav hachi hava dishtaba vishma dishmaya lomagale. So, but he took a shua by your God that he's not going to reveal. How could he do this? So Amrule, back in the Gemara, Amrule, they said to Nebuchadnezzar, it's probably a shuata. He did take a shua, but then he went to a bezdin and he has to be released from the shua. So Amar lehu, mitshalin a shuata. You can ask to be released from a shua? He says, Amri le'in. They said, yeah, you could. So Amar lehu, b'fanav o apilu shlo b'fanav. So he said, when you're asked to be released, does it have to be in the presence of the person whose benefit, you know, the beneficiary of the oath or not? So he says, Amri le'in b'fanav. It has to be in the presence of that person. So Amar lahon v'atun mayav b'itun. So he says, what did you do? He says, my time alo amritun, the Tzidkiyahu. Well, why didn't you say to the Tzidkiyahu, you know, you have to do this in the in the presence. So miyad yishula aretz yiluzet nebatzion. So immediately now the Gemara quotes a pasuk from Eicha that it says they'll sit on the ground, they'll be like silent. There's a kanim batzion. It means the Gemara is darshing this pasuk is talking about the members of the Sanhedrin. So Amar Yitzchak shamtu karim tatein. They took the pillows from where they would sit. In other words, like he was not happy with the Sanhedrin. Let me just do the little run. Then we'll summarize, and then we'll take some questions, comments, and thoughts, okay? Let's do the top Ron, left-hand corner, upper left-hand corner of the Ron. Okay, you have a place, Josh? Okay. Tanimudar nami chaberoi matino alufanav. So the Ron says, Ikaman da amar daf sheneder tzor chavero, kineder shenan armo shal yitro, leishevi mo lahana ato, uchshvut tzikial nebuchat netzar. So some say that it's only, we're all talking about a neder where there's a beneficiary of the neder. In other words, Reuben takes a neder, and the neder is going to benefit Shimon. Like, for example, like Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu took a neder, he's not going to leave Midian. That helps Yitro out. And then Tzidkiyahu took a neder, he's not going to reveal Nebuchadnezzar's secret, and that helps Nebuchadnezzar out. So some want to say that this din, that the person has to be present, that's only if they were like the intended beneficiary of the neder. He says, the mighty Besamach Shaitel Tzualto, they should leave Zu. Of all neder, but if it's a neder that's not
for the benefit of his friend, even though it might deal with the friend, but it wasn't that it wasn't taken, you know, for it to benefit him. So we could do that tar shlobapana. Umistabra, the first narrow line in the run. Umistabra dahamil to talya by the plea birushami, batama the aimat kirlobapana. So the run, and the run is a real pathfinder for us in these Gemaras. It really shows us, you know, where to go and what to look at and everything. It says, Mistabra is connected to the Gemara to the Rishalmi. Are you looking in the run? Oh, not good, not good, Michael. Okay. Okay, he says, Umistabra dahamil to talya by the plea birushami, batama de matirin lo elo bapana. His thumb is connected to the Yerushalmi. It has a machloket. What is the reason that we only do the Hatar Nadarim in the presence of the person, you know, that was in, like, the subject of his neder? It says, the Igaman Damar Hatam, the Tamad Milta of Ibn Habusham. So one opinion is we do it because of embarrassment, meaning what he says, Kolomar Shabeshma Chabero, Shaneder Hayalan Hatel, Bechavro Sashetirlo. In other words, Reuven took a neder, and the neder, the subject of the neder is going to benefit Shimon. So Reuven is going to be embarrassed that he wants to pull out of that matter. So he says here, and as a result of being embarrassed about it, we think that that will be like a litmus test for truth. As a result of being like embarrassed in front of the person, he'll say the reason he wants out. He'll give a truthful reason, not a baloney reason. That's only if the netter was for the benefit of Shimon. Then it's mashma, otherwise it's the shlob upanav. So that's the first malach, okay? Then the Rana has another malach. It says, Mihu, Igadiyai Ptanma Hatam Nechashad. But in the Yerushalmi, there's another reason it's given as well. That's because of Chashad, that he says, Kolomar Shechaberu Shumudar Mimenu Lo Yeda Behatira Behatiro. In other words, Reuven takes a neder, he's not going to get benefit from Shimon. So Shimon doesn't know anything about him going to a Bezdin and having the Hataras Nadarim, and then all of a sudden he sees he's getting benefit from Shimon. He says, on the drill. So he sees it, he says, I guess Reuven's not so firm, or whatever, he violates his Nadarim. So with that reason, even if Shimon is not the beneficiary of the Nadar, in other words, let's say from the Belt of Rhine, Reuven just took a neder, I'm not going to get benefit from Shimon. It's not to benefit Shimon. And then as Reuven said, I don't want anything to do with Shimon, I'm not going to benefit from him. And then Shimon doesn't hear anything. Then all of a sudden, Reuven sees, Shimon sees that Reuven's getting benefit from him, maybe he's going to his house, whatever. So he says, oh, you know, I see this guy doesn't even keep his nadar. He says, the Ika Chashada. Now, so those are the two reasons that the Ran gives. Okay, so again, let's just review. So again, so the Bryce is, we're working with the Lashon on the Bryce. The Bryce is a Mudar Name Chabero, Imatirin Lo Elabafanav. So if Reuven, now, so the way the Ran, the first Hesber is that Reuven makes a Neder to benefit Shimon, and now Reuven wants to pull out from the Neder. Now, the only thing that's difficult, the language is a fitting because it's Mudar Hana. So there, the article brought down, the Meiri says that he tags on to it that if he doesn't keep the Neder, if he's in violation of the Neder, he'll be Mudar Hana from him. But really, it's a Neder to benefit Shimon. So if he wants out of that neder, it has to be in Shimon's presence, because we figure he, Reuven, will be embarrassed that he's pulling out of this neder, which was the benefit of Shimon. And as a result of that, the reasons he gives the best and will be MS reasons. That's the first Hesber. Hesber number two is just a neder not to benefit from Shimon, nothing to do with favor for Shimon, but we're afraid that Reuven will get, the neder will be vacated, and then Shimon will see Reuven's getting benefit from him. Like, I don't know, one day he'll say, here, can I offer you a cup of coffee? So, yeah, I'll take it. What if the neder? So, yeah, assuming that he knew about the neder. So because your boy Chashad, so we say it has to be in his press. Now, let's see back in the round, and then we'll summarize, and we'll take some questions, okay? He says, everybody with me? Okay, you have the place, Josh? In the round. Around the 20th narrow line in the round? You have the place. Do you see where it says in bold Behecha? So six lines above that. Okay? The two Ika bein honey trade lishne. So we're not coming between the two shoros. I feel better if you were following the round with us, Michael. The two Ika bein honey trade lishne. The mandamar mne chashad. According to the opinion, it says it's the chashad. Paul showed you matirin lo, apilushlo bafana, like a chashada. So if the reason is chashad, So it doesn't necessarily mean that Shimon has to be present when there, as long as I tell him, you know, whether he's aware of it, so then there's no chashad, and then he's notified that he can hatar in the darm. But according to the opinion that says it's because of embarrassment, then we want Reuben to be embarrassed. People who do you dafke b'fanav, even if Shimon knows about it, but it has to be in his presence. The chul shel b'fanav like a busha. In other words, Reuben doesn't feel such busha if Shimon's not present. If Shimon's present, he feels busha, and then he's going to say honestly. Okay, let's just summarize again what we did, and then we'll take questions, comments, and thoughts. Okay, again, I'm repeating again. Okay, so the top line we learned halach in the brisa that hamudar hanam echaveiro imatir lo b'fanav. You're mudar hanam from your friend. So the hatara has to be in the presence of the friend. So the first pshat is, it means Reuben took a neder that's to benefit Shimon, and Reuben wants to be out of the neder. It has to be in Shimon's presence because Reuben will feel embarrassed that he's pulling out of this deal. He was making a neder to help Shimon. And as a result of that, so whatever reasons he gives to the Bezdin for wanting out of the neder, we think will be honest reasons. Then explanation number two is that he was just like mudar haname chavero. In other words, Reuben just said, I don't want to have any benefit from Shimon. And it's because of chashad that Shimon will suspect that Reuben is violating his neder, so Shimon has to be present. And the Ron said, according to that reason, so if Shimon is notified, he doesn't necessarily have to be present. Okay, now, Gemara then brought these two rayas by Moshe Rabbeinu and by Nufat Netzar. In both instances, the halacha is that the person, the beneficiary of the neder, has to be present. So the first instance was Moshe Rabbeinu took a neder that he's not going to leave Midian. He's going to stay in Midian because all the people are against him. So Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, everybody was after he was dead. And we know already that's a basis to be matir the neder. But to be matir the neder, you need to go to Yitro to do it in his presence. And then the Rashi says that a Talmid Chacham can be matir his own neder. Normally, you can't be matir your own neder. That's what the Rashi fills in. And then the second instance was with Sidkiyahu and Nebuchadnezzar, where Sidkiyahu took a shua, not a neder. He took a shua, and actually Moshe Rabbeinu also, I think, took a shua. So shua is like, it's something that's binding the person to do or not do something. So Vayom Moshe, he took a shua, and Vayom Moshe, and that's a shua, and Sidkiyahu also took a shua, not to reveal Nebuchadnezzar's secret about this rabbit, you know, eating the rabbit, and then he violated, but he went to a bezin, but it wasn't in Nebuchadnezzar's presence. So we see that a neder that's to the benefit of the presence of the person has to be done in his presence. All right.
Yes.
No. It means that Nebuchadnezzar he said to the Sanhedrin, "You're allowed to do this." They said, "No, it should be in the presence of the person." So he said, it doesn't necessarily mean the Sanhedrin did it. It's just he's the guy with the bezin that did it. So I don't know what's going on with that bezin. It means like this. Again, Sidkiyahu took a shua. So the shua was not to reveal about this rabbit. Then he went to a bezdin, and the bezdin was matir the shua, but not in the presence of Nebuchadnezzar. So Nebuchadnezzar had a taina against it. So if it could be talui. If you say it's embarrassment, then it makes sense. But if you say it's because of chashad, so. I guess with a non-Jew, you'd also have a little tashad that way. Okay, now let me see what's the same. All right. So who's got questions, comments, and thoughts on anything you said so far?
I do. Are we trying to encourage people to go for Hatzarat Nedarim? I think the answer is yes. Is that true?
I don't think that's necessarily the case. It's just saying if you do go for Hatara, then you have to follow these protocols. I don't see where we're encouraging them to do it.
Because with the business with the Bama, that it's like building a Bama everything.
Right. So Yosef said, right, the Gemara did say that if you make a neder and then you follow through, it's like, you know, building a Bama. Like the altar, then bring the korban on the altar. That's true.
So the corollary to that should be that you should look to do Hatarat Nedarim. Okay. Right. Given that, I mean, maybe there was a leap there, maybe there wasn't. To have it in front of the person, the Shimon person, might be a bit of a deterrent for that end.
You mean it might work to the counter purposes, that the person won't.
Yeah. That's my concern.
Yeah. So in this sugya, I didn't see that it's like encouraging people to do hataras darim. You're saying the other thing. But in Echinami, even if that is the case, that's the way it is. You can't do that. The idea is that hatar nedarim, according to one sad, you know, shouldn't be like a sham hatar nedarim. We want to preserve the integrity of the judicial process. So according to one sad, even if you would say the way you're saying, Fern, that hatar nedarim is good, but it can't be a sham process. And the second way, we just let people be notified. Now, one second. Any other questions, please?
Never was taken more seriously
ever.
It's taken in the presence of that person.
Yeah. Okay. So there's a different girsa. I wasn't going to get into this. So mm-hmm. So there's another girsa in the Gemara, which is Amuda Chamevero. I think Befana Vematirin Lo Befana. But if you took the neder in the presence of the person, then the hatara also has to be in the presence of the person. That's what I think Michael is talking about. So
that's a little simpler.
Yeah. All right.
Otherwise,
All right. Let me just take a look. One second. Yeah. So if you look in Tosfos, look in the Tosfos, the first Tosfos, he says, "Shenadar b'fanav shlo yenemi menu." In other words, he took a neder in the presence of the person. That he's not going to get. He says, and then another issue which I wasn't going to get into is, does the Gemara mean that I need the consent of the other person to do the Hatar Nadarim? In other words, that's also an issue that comes into play. All right. But I think I'm going to call it with this, unless anybody has anything else to say on it. Okay, now, let me just do a little piece with this. This is from the Al Hadaf. Right. So he goes through the whole thing he says, see the Ron and other Rishonim for differing views as to whether Sidkiyahu and the sages were luckily wrong for annulling the oath without Nebuchadnezzar's knowledge. In other words, that gets into the other part. In other words, you need like the person's like knowledge and consent for it. But the Shar HaMelech, citing Rav Papa and Gittin on Lamed Hay, says that a Chacham cannot annul a neder unless he's informed of the details of the neder. It's Rikl Parade a neder. The Gemara learns that if I want Hatar on the neder, I have to specify what the neder is that I want Hatara for. He says, raise an interesting question, the Shar HaMelech does. He wonders how Sidkiyahu obtained nullification of his oath without first violating it by revealing to the sages its details. In other words, he takes an oath to Nebuchadnezzar. The oath is, I'm not going to tell anyone in the world that you ate this live rabbit. And then he wants Hatara for it, but for Hatara, he's got to reveal in the Shvua to the Beis Din. So how does he get around this? In other words, by going to the Beis Din, he's going to violate the oath. So how does he get past that?
That's what he wants.
What?
He wants to violate.
No, but in other words, he wants permission to violate it. But before the Matir, the Shvua, he has to tell them, this is the Shvua, but he doesn't know the volume to be Matir. So the Shar HaMelech asks a similar question. He says, regarding Yosef's oath not to reveal Paro's ignorance of Lashon Kodesh. The Gemara Masechet Sota, which I think people know from the study of Chumash with Rashi, that that Yosef took in, that Paro didn't know Hebrew, and then Yosef took a shoe, he's not going to reveal the thing. And then when Yosef asked permission to go back to bury his father, so he says, I took a shoe. So the Paro says, I skip it away. He says, but you know, you don't want me to skip your oath, so I'm going to skip this. The Gemara relates that when Paro pressured Yosef to appeal to annul his oath regarding burying his father in Eretz Israel, Yosef threatened that in return he would appeal to have the oath regarding Paro's ignorance of Lashon HaKodesh annulled. Regarding this incident too, the Mishnah Lamelech asked how Yosef could have his oath annulled without first violating the oath by revealing the nature of the oath to the saints. Same question, right? So in answer to this question, Rabbi Kiva Eger suggests that the requirement to first specify the details of a neder when seeking annulment is a rabbinic enactment, which was instituted in a later era after the times of Yosef Atzadik and Sidkiyahu HaMelech. So in that instance, they were able to do it, apparently, In other words, they were able to ask for the Hatara without specifying the oath. So, but, you know, today it would be much more problematic, according to the same. Just 1 second, I'll finish, and then you'll talk to comment. The Ritva answers, a different answer, that to fulfill the precondition of detailing the nature of the Neder, one need not reveal every detail of the Neder. Siyahu informed the sages that he swore not to reveal a secret pertaining to Gufanes' behavior, but he was not required to specify the exact behavior. That would be another way out of it. That even though you have to be Mufare, it doesn't mean I have to tell every detail, just in a generally with it. Or, alternatively, the Shita Mekubetzit suggests that Tzidkiyahu divulged all the details of his oath except for Nebuchadnezzar's name. He says, you know, there was one person, he asked me to fish fua, then he ate the rabbit, I didn't say who it was, like that type of thing. The Maasei Choshev explains that Rav Papa requires that the details of a netter be divulged prior to nullification, because a chacham is not supposed to annul a netter regarding mitzvah observance. Therefore, as long as the sage is told sufficient information to ensure the netter does not pertain to a mitzvah observance, he is permitted to annul it, even if he doesn't know certain details, such as the names of the parties involved. In other words, the Maasei Choshev wants to say, why do we require the person to be part of the netter? It's just so the Bezin can ascertain that he's not asking for Hatara in a type of netter that he shouldn't be asking Hatara for. So for that, I don't need to know every detail, like the name of the person. Now, the Shar HaMelech answers that divulging the secret in order to obtain annulment is permitted because Hatar Chacham functions to retroactively annul the oath. In other words, once it's annulled, then it comes out that it never existed. Since Hidkiyahu had a valid reason for seeking annulment, Sidran, he was permitted to temporarily violate his oath by divulging the Gufanesh's secret because he did so for the sake of obtaining Hatara, which retroactively eradicated his oath, and therefore the sin of divulging the secret. I think Rabbi Packer mentioned that to me today, but so it came out like this, that he wanted to, it was part of his rebellion against the Gufanesar, but before I can say, let's look, I think Tosos has So if you look in the second wide line in the Ran, he says it's Kiyahu have a mitzvah biyoter so yechol aglod with batali dekach in lechet shemayim. He says that Kiyahu wasn't able to do like lechet shemayim. I don't know. He doesn't do it. He says, and then let me see where else has got this. Yeah, if you look also in the Tosfos in my Gemara, it's six lines above where it gets wide. He says, "V'yishlamar tzidkiyahu, I am tzar biyoter al shloi yamegala shua, v'mipatem lechet shemayim v'avikmo the dvar mitzvah." So, in other words, whatever is lechet shemayim, in other words, he wasn't able to do. He was so worked up about this whole thing that he couldn't reveal it. He wasn't able to do the regular mitzvahs. He would do whatever. The odi yishlamar mitzvahs coming lasset ritzon amelach the bear with bar mitzvah matirin to appreciate, or it's mitzvah to do with king wants. All right, anyway. So that's the piece with that. I'm going to move on unless anybody has any questions.
Is that Eimer Min HaChai? Is that one of the issues
here? Well, in Hafinami, if he's eating the rabbit live, it's more than Eimer Min HaChai. But the issue is that an Hafinami Nebuchadnezzar is transgressing that. But the idea is it brings Nebuchadnezzar into disrepute. That's why he didn't want it. And then, again, we saw there were two shots. It doesn't have to be with Eimer Min HaChai. He might be dead, but he ate a raw. That's the other shot that the Rashi has. Okay.
Someone wants to ask a question, for example, something relating to Lashon Hara. In order to come and ask a question, he has to tell the rabbi the Lashon Hara.
Yeah.
So that part of the puzzle, it's more like...
Well, first, No. You could say, let's say the person was Bechal Shabbos. Say, I observed somebody doing Bechal Shabbos, and I want to release this information based on the following general circumstances. In other words, you don't have to necessarily tell the rabbi every detail to get the halachic ruling. All right. Anyway, now let's see back on the Gemara. Okay, so we're 8 lines from the bottom on Tamachim Al. Are you with me? Okay, you have the place, Josh, right? Okay. So Manithin, Rameir Omer. Now, if you remember in the last Mishnah, we learned that according to Tana Reb Lezer, again, we learned that there's different types of Nolad, right? So there's like a remote Nolad, and then the Tana Reb Lezer holds that could be the basis. For right in the Mishnah on Samach Dal and Manalach, yesterday we had the Otomar Reb Lezer, Potkim the Nolad. Reb Lezer says you can use Nolad to vacate the Neder, presents the Bezdin, and the Chachamim say they're Oser. In other words, remember that was the case where Reuben takes the Neder, he's not clean enough from Shimon, and Shimon becomes a Sofer, becomes a Talmud Chacham, or he becomes or a scribe, or Shimon marries his son off, and he said, had I known this, I never would have done it. So according to Reb Lezer, that could be grounds to vacate the neder, and according to Chacham, not. Then we said though that if it's a type of nolad which is more common, then even the chachamim would go along with that. And that's like if a person, you know, it becomes, you know, impoverished. Remember that was we had with ani chashuv kmeit. Okay. Anyway, now so the Gemara says manithin Rabbi Meir Omer yishvar mshen kenolad but inam kenolad. Meir says there are some things that at first blush they look like they're nolad. So the chachamim would not hold from it, but they're really not nolad. Now we have ein chachamim modim lo, but there's another new girsa in the Gemara in the Mishnah, but chachamim modim lo. The chachamim agree with it. So we'll explain it according to each way. Let's assume for the moment that the chachamim agree with this. He says, Ketzad, Amar Konam, Shinin Seyat Ploni, Shavira. Rubin says, it'll be prohibited, like some object or something is prohibited, like a korban. He says, if he marries Ploni, like Sarah Rachel, because her father is a big Rasha, whatever, something like that, I want to know from him. So Amru Lo made Oshasat Shuva, and then people come to him and say, you know, the father died, or the father did Shuva. So here we have a change in circumstances. Now, the Gemara is going to explain what does this mean about the, what does it mean that it's about Nolad? So one shot that the Gemara is going to have, which is from Rav Huna, it means it's as if he stipulated this neder is subject to the following condition. He didn't spell it out. In other words, he's saying, I'm not going to marry Sarah Rachel as long as her father's a Rasha. And then, so it's the father. So if he would spell everything out, then badai, it disappears. And if a person makes a neder and he has a condition attached to the neder, and the condition is not fulfilled, he's not bound by the neder. Okay, well, one thing we'll say, but it looks like nolad. It looks like it's something that occurred later on that changes it. We'll see in a minute. He says, "He said, 'Amar konam shenina si b'tzoni b'shavira, amru lo meid osha satshuba, or konam l'bayit zeshani nechnas shakelav ra b'toko, or shanachash b'toko.' Or he makes like something that would be prohibited, like a konam. He says that he's not, if he goes into this house, he's not going to this house anymore because there's a horrible vicious dog in the house or the snake. Then amru lo meid hakelav, the people said the dog's dead." Oh, sheneherag anachash, or the snake got killed. Harei hein kenolad ve'enu kenolad, ve'en chachami modim lo, or v'chachami modim lo. So it means like this. The pointer mayor, one shot is saying the neder is vacated even without going to a chacham. We'll see. In other words, without going to a chacham, it's vacated. Whereas according to the chachamim, either if they agree with him, they agree with him. If they don't agree with him, so they might hold that you do need to go to a bezdin to have it vacated. It's not vacated by itself, but you could go to a bezin. Or they might hold that it's not even subject to a petach. It's not even a petach because there's no lod, so we don't take that at all. Let me do two or three lines, then we'll pause and take questions, and we'll see where we go with this. Now, look at the Ran, five lines from the bottom. It's like has a stipulation connected to it. The Kaman Dabar Shavira Mashma. In other words, I'm not going to marry Sarah Rachel as long as her father is a big Rasha. So when the father dies, he does tshuva, so it's off the table. Let's see back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Konam Shani Bechulei. So we had the cases in the Mishnah. So Amar Rav Huna, so the Gemara says, if he died, that's a case of Nolad. So nobody would agree, the Chachamim would not agree that that's. In other words, why would Remeir say these from chain canola in on canolad? It is nolad. You see, somebody dies. That was the example of nolad. That's the case. That's the case that Reb Lezer says is nolad, but you can be mapped. And the Chachamim don't hold from it. Zachar Remeir says it looks like nolad, but it's not nolad. It is nolad. So Amar Rav Huna na sekitola nidro b'davar. So Rav Huna says under these circumstances, the way he makes the neder, it sounds like he's saying the neder is dependent upon this fact. In other words, he spells out in the neder. He says, "Konam shenina si ploni sha'avi hara." So let's look at the Ran again, four lines to the bottom of the Ran. He says, "Gemara nasek tola nidro b'davar kidefrishi mishum ha'chi shari afilu below shelatacham." So the Ran says, and the Ran's a big help in these Gemaras. He really is like a pathfinder. He says, therefore, according to Meir, the neder is vacated even without going to a chacham. It was like you made a neder subject to this condition. So he says, it's like a person says, Konam, that I'm not going to, I'm not going to get Hana from Ploni as long as he's wearing black garments. Lavash Lavanim Mutar. So if he wears white garments, he's allowed. So you don't need Shem L'Tacham. Now let's see back on the Gemara and then I'll pause in a few lines. The bottom line, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, now Rabbi Yochanan is a different Hezbo in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kvar made a Kvar Sat Shuba Kamile, that what they said to the person was not that he died, now he did Shuba. They tell him that at the time you made the Neder on November the 1st, unbeknownst to you, he was already dead on October the 20th. Unbeknownst to you, he did Shuba on October 20th, he became a Sabra Kasa. So at the time you made the Neder, it was nothing. So let's see back in the Gemara. So it says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kvar made a Kvar Sat Shuba Kamile. Let's see the Ran, two lines to the bottom. Yochanan Amar Kvar Sat Shuba Kamile. And Kolomar, Shmei Kodam Nidro, probably Neder Taut. So it's the Neder Taut, in which that's like the case when the person made the Neder, my wife can't benefit because she beats my son, and then it turns out didn't beat the son. So that's a Neder Taut, and it's totally vacated. But how about Neder Taut? But Sarath Ian, Rabbi Yochanan, Heki Kani Yishrom Shein Kinolad, how could, according to that Pshad, according to Rabbi Yochanan, why would the Mishnah say that it's Shein Kinola to give the Gourmet Lodam in order to Klal? In other words, how does Rabbi Yochanan understand the language of the Mishnah? That the Mishnah says, the Rameir says there are things that look like Nola, but they're not Nola. It has to look like Nola. If the guy is already dead at the time of being an end, it's not Nola. Nola is a later occurring thing. But if you look in the Tosos, Rabbi Yochanan Rameir and Gourmet, Bavi Neder Bataud, Mutar below a far, Bahasi Tama Remeir, Stormish Domanol, Domanat Ilumate, Akar Neder, the Eklamite, Bafil Hahi, Okashin, Makamo, Shin, Okashin. What's that? Yeah, the Doma Ilumate, yeah, I'm sorry. So he says, the Doma Ilumate Akar Neder. In other words, it's like similar to the case where the person dies after the Neder, the Eklamite, a person can mistake the two cases. Bafil Hahi Lokashinan. But coming over from the Chashin until Mechlef made a Chara Neder. So it means like this. He makes the Neder, and then people say, he died 10 days ago at the time you made the Neder. He was dead already. But people could make a mistake in another case where a person makes the Neder, I don't want to marry this girl because her father's a Russia. And then people come and say, now he died. In other words, people want to understand. They'll see one case and they'll think the other case is also is automatically vacated. So in other words, they'll make a mistake between a Nolad case. Nolad is where it occurs afterwards. And the same thing with Shuba, where he did Shuba ready, but in another case where he didn't do Shuba ready. So let's see back in the Gemara. Now let me do a few more lines and then I'll pause. Okay, I'll turn to Ahmed Beis, and we gotta keep moving on Samachem Beis. So Matib Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba poses a question from the Mishnah. This is a Mishnah on tomorrow's daf. He says, the Mishnah says, Konam Sheini no se leploni ku'ura. He says, Vare na. In other words, Reuben says, I guess maybe they want to set up a shidduch with him, whatever. He says, I'm not marrying, Rachel because she looks ugly. And it turns out she's really beautiful. Or Shchora Vare Levana. Or I don't like her, she's too dark complexion, but it turns out she's really light complexion. Kitsara Vare Rucha. She's too short, but it turns out she's really tall. So Mutarba. So he's allowed to marry her. He says, not because she was ugly and became good looking, or Shor Vanase Levana, or because her skin complexion got better, or Ksar Vanase Rucha that she grew, Elisha Neder Taut. That's a Neder Taut. And there was Neder Taut, it's making it under misapprehension of the facts. You don't know what's going on. So now, Vishlemel Rabhuna da Amar, Nasekitola Nidro Badavar, Satana Tola Nidro Badavar, Batana Neder Taut. So according to Rabhuna, then we have one Mishnah, then another Mishnah. So our Mishnah has a case where it's Tola Nidro Badavar. A person says that I'm not marrying Sarah Rachel because her father's of Russia. So it's as if he stipulated that, as long as the father's of Russia, I'm not going to marry her. So it's Tola Badavar. And then the next Mishnah is taking a different din, a Neder Taus. So it's two different halachot, then they're both relevant. Ela Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar, Kvar Meidu, Kvar Satshuva. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, in our Mishnah here, the Mishnah we just learned, it was a neder taus also because the father was dead already, or the father had done tshuva. So he says, "Lama li dimitni trezim li neder taus? Why would the Tana teach me neder taus and go and teach me neder taus again later on samach bav?" Kasha. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's a kasha. So a kasha usually means there's an answer, but simple pshat in the Gemara, it sounds like Rav Huna's pshat works out better. Okay, let's just wait. Let's just do quickly, then we'll take questions that come to thoughts. Okay, so in the Mishnah we had that Rameir says there's some things that like are like nolad, but they're not actually nolad, because according to Thummim, nolad is not something that I could use to be is a petach to be matir the neder. So and the Chamim either agree with him or don't agree with him. But the case that Rameir speaks of, he says konam shinu se ploni shavira. I'm not going to marry Rachel because her father's a rasha. Or he says that he's not going into this house because there's a dangerous dog in the house. And then, well, he doesn't spell out the condition. He says, he doesn't say, I'm not doing it, you know, because, you know, as long as the father's a Rasha, but that's the implication. So Rameir holds, so again, there's different ways to understand the Mishnah. So Rav Huna says the Pshat in the Mishnah is, it's not Sekutola Nidro B'davar. It's just like, he stipulated that this Neder is Talui if the father's a Rasha. This Neder is Talui that there's a dangerous dog. No dangerous dog, no Neder. Rav Yochanan says, no, the case of the Mishnah is he made the neder, and it was neder taus. The father was dead already. The father, they got up from the shiva already last week. Or the father became a satmar chassid 2 weeks ago. So he didn't know about it. So it's neder taus. And the reason it looks like no lad, because there's a similar case that people could make a mistake about, and that's where they come later on, then it would be no lad. And then we asked a question about it from this Brisa, from this Mishnah. Why would the Mishnah repeat it again? So it's kash against Rabbi Yochanan, but Rabbi Huna is in good shape. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything? What do you got, Daniel?
If the father was a Rasha and I did Tshuva, the fact that there was a Rasha makes no difference. He died, so what? This is bad blood. Why do I want to marry into somebody who has bad blood? The fact that the father died makes a difference?
You mean
a little bit? Tshuva, but at the end of the day, he was...
Because he didn't want Saras from the father.
He was a criminal.
Okay, so you heard Daniel's question. So Daniel's asking, if the person says, I don't want to marry Sarah Rachel because her father's a Rasha, even if the father's dead, he shouldn't want to marry Sarah Rachel because her father was a Rasha. So I would say, first I would say, you know, people have their own lives, you know what I mean? But he might not want to marry into a family. In other words, like when the father's around, he doesn't want to have dealings with him. He doesn't want the family to be impacted by the Rasha, you know, things like that. If the father's maybe out of the it's like, you know, Yitzchak marries Rivka and, you know, her father was
Betuel. He knew about Yitzchak.
There's two ways to say this, but he says, because it's a father, but the father's a Rasha, the father's not around.
I came late, but there was an opinion that he ate alive and Arnevet,
right.
It was raw. Not that it was
right. Alive. I said both opinions. Okay. Well, let's move on. I'm going to move on now. Okay.
That business with the pretty one and then the ugly, she was pretty.
I can't hear you. Go ahead, Fern. People were talking. Go ahead.
The one where I thought she was ugly and that now I know she's pretty or something.
Right.
Isn't that very subjective as opposed to short, tall? And...
Well, it could be, but it means you could say there are some people that people would say everybody agrees ugly, but if it was beautiful.
Universal.
But even if it's him, even if it's subjective, the fact is that it was beautiful. Okay.
How do you tie up with this Kasha?
What's it again?
You said it's Kasha, that there's such an answer. How does it answer it exactly?
Wait, over here,
you said it's a Kasha. The Kasha has an answer.
Right.
So what was the answer?
I don't know the answer. Okay, Josh, you have something quickly. Yeah. That's correct. Okay, now let's go further in the Gemara. Okay, now. Bodamara Meir, Pokaloma Shibatora. Now, another petach that the Beis Din can explore to vacate the neder is based on the mitzvahs in the Torah. He says, "Va'omrim lo, either way, yitzi yodeish to'ober alo tikom ve'alo titor." In other words, he took a neder, and the subject of the neder involved like taking revenge, or ve'alo tzadachichim lebavecha, or you could be violating, you know, not to hate your brother. He says, "Va'ahav tol re'cha kamocha, love your neighbor as yourself." V'chayachichimach. And your brother live with you, and it means like you have to help out your family members. Shehu ani full of so. In other words, you're making a neder not that Shimon can get benefit from you, but it could be a situation where Shimon needs stuck, and you won't be able to do it. You'll be violating all these different dinim. So Amar, either way, yitiyodeya shehu kain, lo yitiyodeya harizim. So the person says, had I realized this was the case, I never would have made the neder. Now let's see in the Gemara, and then we'll do the Ran, and then we'll go on. So Gemara says, Amalei. Now we have here. Now the Rush has Rav Chana, not Rav Huna. Amalei Rav Huna bar Rav Katina or Rav Chana, and we have the Rabbanan, and then on the side it should be the Rabba. So it's Rav Huna or Rav Chana says to Rabba, he says the Rabbanan name a kol demani lav alai nafil. He says my demati lefarneso. So why does he, in other words, the Gemara says, like, did you realize that you'll be over on v'cheyachicha imach as a result of this matter? You're not going to help Shimon out, so you'll be over on v'cheyachicha imach, you're not even helping your neighbor. So why can't the person just say that, look, I'm going to give, like, to the community gemach. In other words, I give to my, you know, kuput stocking in town, and he'll go to the kuput stocking and get there. So it's not, in other words, not necessarily that he's going to violate these dinim. In other words, the right thing is given. If you take a net and not kill and help Shimon, so then you're going to be over these dinim. But you're going to give to the communal stock, and the communal stock will help him. Like we learned, that a person can give to a third party, and third party will help him. That'll be work. So the Gemara says, back in the Gemara, so Amar Leh, so Rabbi said to him, he says, when a person, you know, has a misfortune, he doesn't go to the Gabbai Tzedakah first. I mean, he comes to you first, and then you won't be able to give him. Then you'll be over on these lavim as a result of your neder. So in Akinami, the neder, these lavim do come into play. Okay, let's just look a little bit in the Ran, and then we'll take some questions, then we'll summarize, we'll take some questions, comments, and thoughts, okay? Now, look at the Ran around the 10th narrow line in the Ran, okay? It says, we have a petah from that which is written in the Torah. The avogav daskin and perik arba nadarim lo patchinam be biyesh bote kiman kirokev. So we had this earlier in the Gemara that we don't use the petah to say like it's a big avera to take a neder. In other words, the Gemara darshens that pasuk. You know, like if a bote means like the person takes a neder, he's like deserving of the cherev, like the sword. He says, in other words, we don't say to the person, did you realize what a terrible avera it is to take a neder? He says, so why don't we, in other words, the Gemara says we don't do a petach by telling the person, did you realize what a terrible avera it is to take a neder? He says, and how come here that we do use the petach, don't you realize you'll be over on these different essays or lavim? He says, the hatam shani dahu yumim gedolim, v'yafilu al dat hanau nadar yipayish lomar kein. In other words, over there, even if he would have made the neder anyway, he'd be embarrassed to say it. In other words, did you realize, you know, like it's like you're going to hell in a basket, whatever, you know, if you make the neder. So he doesn't want to say that, you know, like in other words, he's embarrassed to say it's a whole lie. So we don't want that. He says, so it won't be a good judicial process. These people don't take it so stringently. So if he would have made the neder anyway, it was, we say to him, did you realize when you made the neder that you'll be over on Los Tanachich Bavecha? If that was the way he was, he'll say, yeah, I did realize that, I would have made it anyway. Now, all right. Anyway, so let's just summarize that we got to move. So we learned here the Rameir has another petach that we can say to the person, did you realize you'll be over on this lav or that lav or this essay, the other essay, and that would form a petach that he didn't realize this, and Mamela, we can vacate the netter based on that on those statements. Okay, who's here? Let me just one sentence to say, let's see anything here. Yeah, if you look in the Ran, also around eight lines above where it gets wide, he says, now the show will make krovam and part umen parnes. And a person is called an ofel and ofel the gabay tchila. Show me krovam and parnes. And a person goes to his relatives first. But he shaita ka'avar akra d'chti b'chayachichimach. So at that point in time, in other words, you took an edder that, let's say, your cousin is not going to get any hana from you. And then, so the cousin is going to come to you first for help before he goes to the gemach or to the you know, the local chesed fund, and you will be over on chesed. Okay, who's your questions, comments, thoughts, anything you did?
Earlier you said first blush. What's that all about?
What?
First blush, what's that?
It means that, like, first impression, okay?
Blush?
Yeah, correct. Okay, now, let's keep moving. Now, again, Matnitin, everybody focused? Okay, 10 lines from the bottom, okay? Matnitin, Pochim Ladam Bechtu Ishto. Now, the Gemara wants to say, let's say he takes a neder, as a result of which he's going to have to divorce his wife. So to vacate that neder, we could say to him, did you realize you're going to owe her, you know, $25,000 because you are from the Ksuba? And that would be, and if he's not, I didn't figure this whole thing out, then that would be your basis for a petach. So Pokemon Tubid Ishto, Umasibachach, Nadar mi Ishto Hana. So there was an incident with a man. He said that it, Shinadar mi Ishto Hana. He said that he's not going to get anything Hana from his wife. So he's got to divorce her. He says, Baitaktubata Arba Meo Dinarim. Her ksuba was 400 dinarim, which is a lot. Ubalaf named Rabbi Kiva, Vachiva Lutain Lat Tubata. So he came for Rabbi Kiva. He says, tough luck, too bad, so sad. You said the neder, you got a divorce, you owe the money. So Amarlo, the man says for Rabbi Kiva, Rebbe, Shmona Meo Dinarim, Hiniyach Abba. He says, listen, my whole father's estate was 800 dinarim. Natalachi Arba Meo. My brother took 400 dinarim, left me 400. Bani Arba Meo. Isn't it fair? He gets 200, I get 200. I have to give her the whole thing. I have nothing left of my estate. So Amar Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva said, you know what? Even if you have to sell the hair off your head, you got to pay off the ksuba. Tough luck. So Amarlo, then he says, had I realized this was the case that I'd be facing, I never would have made such a neder. Rabbi Akiva. And then Rabbi Akiva was back to the neder. It's interesting, like you were talking about, encouraging people to do Ataras Adarim. This give and take, it's the man that ends up, coming up with the petach, and Rabbi Akiva doesn't say so much. Now, one second. I just want to make sure I get this. 1 second.
He's a rabbi,
he's
in his job.
1 second.
He's supposed to find a petach.
Right. Okay, we got this right. Okay, let me do the lines tomorrow, and then we'll wrap it up. Okay, now, so some have the girsa here, shamat mina, metafla mishtab l'ktuba. Some have, we can deduce from this mishnah that metafla or mishtab l'ktuba. So just to review again, let's say I loan money to Daniel. So if Daniel has real property or he's got metafla, I can collect it from either one of them. But if Daniel sells property to other people, I can only collect from the karka. That's the way it works with a typical debt. So with the ksuba, does machloket, what is the ksuba collectible from? So one side holds the ksuba is only collected from karka. Karka doesn't matter here, like the karka. And another holds, no, ksuba is collectible, you can collect karka or metalflin. Now, in our Mishnah, the man says, I inherited 800 dinarim from my father, so my brother took 400, can't my wife get 200 and I get 200? That sounds like metalflin, right? So the Gemara says, so either metalflin mishtab or metalflin mishubit tuba or shamat mina metalflin mishtab tuba. So it sounds like metalflin or mishubit tuba. So Amar Abaye, karka shaba or shmona meo dinar. So Abaye says, no, the pshat in the Mishnah is he didn't inherit 800 dinarim in cash. He inherited a parcel of land, he and his brother, and the parcel of land was worth 800 dinarim. So his brother got half the land. And he's got half land, and that's where it's coming from. Bahakatani Sa'ar Rosho, Sa'ar Rosho Metaflihu. But then Rabbi Akiva says to him, he says, look, even if the only thing you have is the hair on your head, so that'll be for the ksuba. So, and it means like you'll cut the hair on the head. And I think that Rabbi Leibowitz said today that, it was like, or somebody said, like, Omid Lizos Gazazazdami, that which is waiting to be cut, is like as if it's cut. So it's Metaflim. This metaflim. So hafi tamar, our people tamar ocher saroshka ba'ochel. In other words, even as a result of paying the money to your wife, you would have to cut the hair and sell the hair to subsist. You'd have to do it. Not right. Not that the hair is going to the wife or the proceeds from the hair. You're giving her the karka, but that's what it means. Now shamat mina. Now the Gemara says something else. That two lines from the bottom. No proof from that. So shamat mina in misadrin lebal chov. But from this Gemara, it sounds like in misadrin lebal chov. So this Gemara, it talks about erichin. Let's say if a person gives like an erich, erich is a type of vow where you give the value of somebody to the Beis HaMikdash. So if a person makes such a vow to the Beis HaMikdash, and then he doesn't pay the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash comes and collects the money. So they collect the money. So they leave him with certain personality. He doesn't have to give up everything. In other words, like he gets to keep his bed, he gets 30 days food and things like that. In other words, a little bit he gets. So from here, though, Shemaminai Misadrin LeBalchov. Here it sounds like we're gonna take all the money away from this guy, all the property. In other words, all the land is going away. He doesn't have like enough land for 30 days food. It was raised down to the hair on his head. So I'm Rav Nachman Rav Yitzcha Lomar, the top line on Sabbath Bamanov, Lomar Shein Mekar and Start Tuba. So no, it means like this, that even let's say he's, in other words, we say to him, Mitzadadin, we're going to leave you with a little bit because you're entitled to a little bit. You still owe the money. And he says, look, I'm paying everything off. This is it. So even if he tries to go lifting Mishur Sadin, that doesn't absolve him of the underlying debt from the Ksuba. In other words, he owes his wife this debt. This was 400 dinar or 400 zuz. So he's got, let's say he's got, 300, and then they'll leave him a little bit, like another 50 for food and bed and like that. So I'll give you the 250 or the 350. What are we up to? How much do you have? Here's 400. So let's say 300, 350. So even if he does all of that, he says, even that doesn't in any way absolve him of his obligation. He still owes the money on the ksuba. He says, so I'm not Mishka Lamar, Shaim Karin, Shark Tuba. No matter what he does, we're not ripping up the Shark Tuba until it's paid. In other words, it's a little bit like the Havdil, like the IRS. In other words, like when they're after you, and they come.
All right. Rabbi, is that an expression? Look at the hair. Who's going to buy hair? It's like the shirt in your back. What is it called? The shirt in your back.
The shirt off your back.
Yeah. It's an expression.
No. Explain that expression to me. Okay, anyway. So, you know what? I saw this, I was listening to a different shiur today, Rabbi Simon Wolf. He was saying that, like, Rabbi Keep was bald, and he wanted to say, like, I don't know, something like with the hair, like, I don't know, like, it means like giving everything you have, whatever. But anyway, all right.
It's so good to see that today the woman won the daf.
The woman won the daf today, is what she said.
The upper hand.
Okay. All right. I think I didn't call it a day. Okay. Now, so let me finish the report. Oh, one second. One time. Let me finish recording, then we'll talk.